Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
House Democrats are wrapping up a two-day trip to Mexico to discuss the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Led by House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal, the visit comes as the Democratic Working Group on NAFTA 2.0 continues to engage in productive discussions with the U.S. Trade Representative regarding important improvements to the agreement, that according to Neal. Representative Neal also leads the working group on USMCA. The lawmakers are meeting with representatives from Mexican government as well as local workers, focusing on enforcement of the agreement regarding labor standards in Mexico. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week maintained, "We are making progress on reaching an agreement to pass the trade deal." The group forwarded a counterproposal to the White House just over a week ago. Lawmakers joining Neal on the trip include Representatives Bill Pascrell of New Jersey, Dan Kildee of Michigan, Jimmy Panetta, and Jimmy Gomez of California. The group maintains a commitment to reaching an agreement with the White House to pass the trade agreement. In other news, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association recently opened registration and housing for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. NCBA encourages attendees to register early, as convenient housing will fill quickly. The event will be held in San Antonio, Texas, February 5th through the 7th, 2020, which includes annual meetings of NCBA, the Cattlemen's Beef Board, American National Cattlewomen, Cattle Facts, and the National Cattlemen's Foundation. NCBA President Jennifer Houston of Tennessee says the convention represents an important annual get-together for cattlemen and cattlewomen from around the country, adding there are valuable education, information, and engagement opportunities at the event. To register and secure housing, visit www.beefusa.org. Finally, today, USDA is investing $152 million to improve broadband service in 14 states. The Department of Agriculture on Monday announced $152 million in rural broadband development funding. The funds support developing and improving rural broadband service through 19 projects across 14 states. USDA Rural Development Deputy Secretary Donald Lavoie says the effort will expand access to essential health, educational, social, and business opportunities. USDA is making the investments through the Community Connect Grant Program, the Telecommunications Infrastructure Loan Program, and the Rural Broadband Access Loan and Loan Guarantee Program. USDA says investing in telecommunications infrastructure connects businesses to customers, farmers to markets, and students to the world of knowledge.
You got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.